둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
And hello, hello, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out this episode. Please do hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And that's me, I'm Kyle Meredith, today talking with the band IVE, the massively popular K-pop girl group. We're going to be talking about their brand new song, After Like, and Quick Rise to Fame. The six-piece also going to be discussing experimenting with multiple sounds, growing up on K-pop, and how their name speaks for their message and their music. We also get to hear about dealing with their level of success right out of the gates, the challenges of making multilingual music, and we get to also hear how they're big fans of shows like Modern Family and Victorious and some Korean horror films as well. Now, of course, there is a bit of a language barrier between myself and some of the group, so an interpreter is used in those instances, as you will hear in this interview, but you get both sides, the original and the interpretation as well. So just a little heads up if you end up being a bit confused. Otherwise, let's do this. So excited to talk with them. It's Kyle Meredith with IVE. Watching the amazing success that you all have had in such a short amount of time, in less than a year, it's been so amazing to kind of see that rise. In such a big group that K-pop is, you know, a huge field, how did you all want to separate yourselves musically?
We don't want to go the easy way, but rather want to experiment with many new genres. And I think that comes through in our past songs, such as 11 or Love Dive. So just like that, I'm sure that After Life would also set us apart from other groups too.
Do you find that you were pulling from any specific influences as you know, were there any other artists that you were looking to help develop what you all were doing?
아무래도 아이브만의 색을 뚜렷하게 나타내고 싶다 보니까 저희의 만의 느낌을 발전시키기 위해 네, 저희만의 느낌에서 발전시키는 것 같아요.
They don't really have any particular artists they're influenced by. They focus more on their own performances, as I.
Well, that makes sense. That's still interesting, though. I mean, did everyone come from musical families? I mean, were there, you know, who were the artists that you grew up listening to that you liked?
My older sister really liked K-pop. So I started to listen to K-pop since I was 7 years old. And at that time, actually, Girls' Generation was an icon of that year. So I think it's Girls' Generation.
I'd love to hear the meaning behind your name, IVE, because I know that it does have a strong meaning to it. And how does that meaning speak for the music that you're making?
IVE is short for I Have, as you know, IVE. And it shows our ambition to show everyone what we have got through our names. So like our name, we're showing everyone the diverse genre of music that we can pull off and that we have what it takes to pull you in. So it's very confidence message we have.
Does that, you know, because it makes you role models. I mean, that right there, what you're doing makes you role models to other folks who are, you know, are watching you and listening to you. What does that mean in the way that you present yourselves, knowing that you, you know, have that message out there?
As we are performing with the confident and full of self-esteem, so we try to be really confident by myself. Yeah. In my mind, like literally a confident person, I try to be like that. So, yeah, I think that's important.
Coming out with 11, that was your debut song. And again, such a fun track. What was it about that song that made you want to introduce the group with it?
저희의 다채로운 모습들을 잘 표현해 줄 수 있는 곡이라서 딱 데뷔곡으로 좋은 곡이었던 것 같아요.
They thought the song 11 was perfect for them to, you know, express themselves through the music.
And then getting all the success that you all had. Was that a lot to handle all at once?
Rather than feeling pressured, I was really looking forward to our next steps and our new futures. So, yeah, literally I don't really felt pressured and I was really just happy to like experience all the things.
What a lot to go along. And we'll be right back right after this. Well, there is a lot happening with you all and the other songs. I mean, we also got Love Dive, and immediately we could hear all these different sounds that you all were capable of doing. And that goes along with the new music too. We have the new single After Like. I would love to hear about this one. What, tell me about this song if you can, After Like. What's the message? What's the sound?
Our new single, After Likes, is very confident and has strong and bold message inside. And it is telling you, like, show your actions than more than your heart. So it's very confident and it shows our freedom. So stay tuned for our new song. And also it puts some summer vibe too.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, musically, are there still sounds that you're excited to try that you all haven't? Because you've done a lot so far already.
Yeah, we really wanted to try some summer-ish song. I think After Like is the summer-ish song. It'll be bright.
And of course, a lot of these songs, they're a little bit multilingual. Does that have an advantage or a challenge towards the lyrics and the poetry?
She finds Korean better in terms of
delivering the message through the language itself. But when she records the song in English, they have to focus on the pronunciation. But she still thinks that using both languages, Korean and English, it's quite good, perfect, and trying to deliver the meaning of the song.
Well, it also brings the two cultures even closer together, which I appreciate.
Also, we have a lot of global fans too, so I'd really be happy to perform our stage and songs by mix of languages, because it is easier to understand than if it were a song in a single language. So I think that's a very good point too.
Well, music is a powerful language in itself, even when we don't know the lyrics. I certainly believe that. But I would like to hear a little bit about, the pop culture on the American side. I mean, do you all have favorites, American television, movies, musicians?
I was really a big fan of the Modern Family.
Right.
Do you know that?
I really love it.
What was it? Sorry?
Modern Family.
Modern Family. Yeah.
I really like that program. So when I had my dinner or lunch, I was always with that program.
And also I loved, do you know Victorious?
Victorious, yeah.
I really loved the TV show. It's like music and high school story. So I think it really, motivates now too.
That's a fun one. Who did I hear was the big fan of horror movies? Wasn't that one of you all?
It's Khan.
Yes.
What are some of your favorites? I love horror movies.
I love many horror movies. Korean movie.
Korean horror movies named Gon Jiam, if you have ever heard. Before, it's called Gon Jiam. It's a Korean horror film.
I've got to check out more Korean horror films. I've only seen a few.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations again on your success. It has been so much fun watching you all lift off to the heights that you have so far. And After Like is such a fun song in itself. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it today.
Thank you.
And my thanks to Ive, all six of them, and the interpreter too. Wish I caught their name. Big thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Please do hit the subscribe button before you get out of here. Again, we get three new interviews sent out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcasts from, just subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. An hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots too. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All three of them is at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.